After a number of years of preaching the similar messages of the holidays, those of us who preach often will look for inspiration from our fellow clergy and preachers. And today I have some thoughts from a Reverend Dr. Thomas Long, who's a preaching professor at Emory University in Atlanta. He introduced this idea that the wise men showed up looking for a new king at the wrong place and at the wrong time. It captured my imagination, so here's my take on it with a few thoughts of his woven in. I've often wondered if those wise men were so wise, why did they not go directly to Bethlehem instead of to Jerusalem to look for the newborn king? Dr. Long answered that question from a very practical and logical perspective. Dr. Long says, if seeing a new star in the western sky, or maybe a well-timed comet or whatever that they saw in the heavens, it triggered this idea that something extraordinary was going on in the Jewish nation and announced a very important event. If it was the case that a king was born to rule the Jews, then it would be assumed that the newborn king would come from a family of the existing royal dynasty. At that time, Herod the Great was the ruling king, allowed to rule by the Roman emperor to keep things in order in that part of the empire. Herod the Great got his name because he was a builder. He built fortresses, aqueducts, theaters, and many public buildings, and generally raised the prosperity of his people. He built extraordinary structures such as the palace atop Masada. It's a plateau in the desert overlooking the Dead Sea. And there he built this large palace for himself in the event of any attempt to overthrow his regime. By the time of the birth of Jesus, Herod was old, mentally unstable, and was terrified about losing his power. He was so afraid of being overthrown that he killed members of his family, including children, out of fear of being deposed. So when the wise men came to Jerusalem looking for a king that would replace Herod, his paranoid instincts kicked in. Sending the wise men on their way and making them promise to return when they found the child so that he might also worship him was exactly the opposite of what he intended to do. In the gospel, we hear how Herod asked his priests and scribes to find where in the scripture the Messiah was prophesied to be born. And they, of course, said Bethlehem. As the story goes, the wise men find the Christ child and offer gifts to the family. In a dream, they're told not to return to Herod, and they left by another route for their own homes. It is only logical they would come to Jerusalem and first reach out to Herod and the royal family. But in doing so, they went to the wrong place at the wrong time. We also know from the continuing of this story that Joseph had another dream to take Mary and the child and flee for their lives as refugees to Egypt to get away from the impending danger of the wrath of Herod. We also know that Herod ordered the slaughter of the male children of Bethlehem as a way to protect his regime and himself. But Jesus had escaped. While the story of the wise men coming to find the Christ child portrays a historical drama of events in the early life of Jesus, it also holds lessons for us who claim to be seekers of the Christ in our own lives and in our own day. This story makes me wonder how often we also go at first to the wrong place and the wrong times to look for Jesus Christ. Herod represents everything in human beings and in human history that is haughty, cruel, violent, and vindictive. The Messiah was not born in Herod's palace. Where is Jesus Christ truly to be found? Jesus himself tells us that the blessed ones are the poor in spirit, the mournful, the meek, the merciful, the pure in heart, and the peacemakers. And it is among the little ones where Jesus says he will truly be found. Whenever the Church of Jesus Christ, my friends, believes the Messiah can be found in the White House or in Governor's Mansion, it's looking in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whenever the Church of Jesus Christ believes the Messiah can be found in places of wealth or in schemes to gain prosperity, it's looking in the wrong town at the wrong time. I posit whenever the Church of Jesus Christ proclaims that some political power broker who ignores the cries of the poor and turns a deaf ear to the pleas of the hungry, the orphan, the alien, or the refugee, it is looking for the Messiah in the wrong place and at the wrong time. Jesus told us where he would be, among the hungry and the thirsty, among the stranger and the immigrant, among those who lack clothing and medical care, among those in prison. He said, insofar as you care for the least of these, you are caring for me. Whenever we ignore one of the least of these ones and instead seek out the successful and the powerful, we are looking for the Messiah in the wrong town at the wrong time. From time to time, I get asked what I think of some of these mega churches that seem to pop up and become huge by comparison to our own smaller place. This happened to me again just the other night on New Year's Eve. I was asked what I thought of television evangelists like Joel Osteen, who has the largest Protestant congregation in the United States in Houston, Texas. I said that often these evangelists profess a gospel known as the prosperity gospel, which posits a gospel of power and wealth and worldly success as a sign of God's favor. For me, that could not be farther from the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the first several days of the Hurricane Harvey in 2017 that flooded Houston, the Lakewood Church, which was on higher ground, closed its doors to those affected by the flood in Houston. It wasn't until they got huge pressure from the wider community that Reverend Osteen opened the doors of the building that can hold over 16,000 people. Jesus is clear by the way he lived, suffered, and died. He teaches us that a godly life is a life of self-offering for those who are not who the world deems successful, rich, powerful, or accepted. Rather, Jesus' entire life pointed to those who live on the margins and are made even more vulnerable by those who wield power and wealth and push them ever farther to the margins of the world. If we continue to look to ways of the world to consider greatness or success, we point away from the message of Jesus Christ, and we are indeed looking for the Messiah in the wrong place and at the wrong time. At our parish annual meeting, when we were talking about our dreams and hopes for our church, one comment said, "Document and build a concrete plan for growth." Well, here's my secret plan, my friends. Let's keep our hearts and minds on those Jesus calls us to serve. Let us partner and help those others in the community who are making this a better place to live and serving the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us go out of our way to seek opportunities in our own daily lives to be evangelists of this good news by using our time, our talent and treasure to pay attention to those Jesus points to through his life and ministry. That's it. That's my grand plan. It's a plan that can be frustrating because it can change from moment to moment. But I believe it's the right plan. May we stop looking for the Messiah in those wrong places and at wrong times, and put our faith in the Christ who came to serve and not to be served. Amen.